This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And talking about an upcoming seminar happening just a few days from now at Garden Valley Church. In fact, on Saturday, and Don Waite, Jennifer Ellis in from one of the local veterans groups. And Don, why don't you start us off? Talk about, first of all, what organization this is tied with.
Good morning, Kyle.
And get real close to the mic.
Okay. Good morning, Kyle. I'm with the Associates for the Vietnam Veterans of America. And I have my president and Regional 8 Director, Jennifer Ellis, with me this morning to help tell you all about the upcoming seminar coming on Saturday. Hopefully you can all be there. It's dealing with the veterans. My husband was a veteran in the Vietnam War, and when we moved here, he joined Chapter 805 in Roseburg, I decided I would join the AVVA, or Associates of Vietnam Veterans of America.
Well, I know that trying to navigate benefits and what you're eligible and what you're not, there's just a lot of paperwork and a lot of things can go sideways on it. It sounds like you guys are really trying to help people out so they have a good outcome, get what they're eligible to receive.
Absolutely. There can be a lot of red tape, and especially if you're not prepared when the time comes, if someone gets sick or is dying, or you're just left unaware of what their wishes were, you don't know where to start. And this is why we have about 7 speakers on Saturday coming. These good people will be telling us what they do and how to become eligible and sign up for benefits.
Well, and especially, I would think, on the survivor's side. I mean, you've already gone through a death, and that is its own, you know, discomfort and pain and just something that's hard to deal with. And then, you know, you're looking at the financial part and now what? And you really want to know this, what's going on ahead of time, I imagine.
Absolutely. We, if you would like, I could tell you who the speakers are going to be.
Sure.
So the first speaker will be Mary Newman Keyes from VSO. She's a very important woman to start the program because she is where anybody needs to go to begin with the process of paperwork and forms and things like that. They're very helpful. If, for instance, somebody loses a veteran husband and has no idea where to go, that would be the place, and that's over by the Douglas County Courthouse. So then we'll go to, we're going to stay with the VA for a minute here. We've got, hang on here, I had to swallow. Sorry about that. Our next person would be VA Benefits and Eligibility, and that will be Angelina. She'll be speaking about what I was just saying, is the red tape and how to fill forms out and get into the system of the VA for health first and then for other things included. And then we have Kara Coughlin. She is a VA patient advocate, and she's there for the patients. So she listens to their needs, concerns, problems, anything that she can do to help direct them to the right staff member and in the VA system in Roseburg right here. We then will go on to the Umpqua Valley funeral director after our break. These people will be speaking about an hour and 20, and then we'll have a break where we're serving refreshments. Okay, so the Umpqua Valley funeral director is David Hopkins, and he's going to spend a little bit of time talking about Oregon law and dealing with the veterans, basically, because as a funeral director, he has been honored by the Dan Carver there at the VA. He's the technician for the, National Cemetery, yeah. Honor Guard. And he's highly respected. And he's going to let everybody know their choices and what they have coming to them to honor their veteran, including Honor Guard, which then would be the next person.
So, Jennifer, why don't you tell us a little bit about the organization?
Certainly. So the AVVA is the Associates of Vietnam Veterans of America. We're a national organization. It's a 501c3. We're broken down into different regions. There are 9 different regions. And with each region, there are about 6 states. Within each state, there are chapters. And so we're able to work on the local level, on the state level, and nationally.
So how long have you been involved?
I've been involved for about 5 years, approximately.
And what led you to get involved?
Well, I'm married also to a Vietnam vet who has severe PTSD. And AVVA is also a support for veteran wives and spouses, husbands, and adult children that are dealing with veterans that have mental health issues. And we support one another with programs such as PTSD2 support groups. We also have our own chapter here in Douglas County. We developed a Moods and Music, a program to help our veterans with a tool of being able to learn to play guitar and such, so it helps with suicide prevention as well.
Wow, a lot going on. Before we run out of time, Don, is there anything else that you want to mention about what's coming up?
The last speakers, actually, Kyle, if you would, we have Honor Guard Lonnie Shields from Chapter 805, and he'll be talking about the choices that we have for our veterans' families when he gets called by the funeral directors to have a service, and he provides our honor guards and flag lines for that event. It's a folding of the flag as well to next of kin. Quite a big honor. And the last will be a president of Chapter 805, the Roseburg chapter here, would be Bill Duncan, and he will basically just talk about whatever he feels in his heart to share with the veterans that are attendants. Good speaker.
So that is Saturday, 10 to 2, Garden Valley Church. Anything else people ought to know?
Maybe the address, which would be 3047 Garden Valley Road. We'll have note paper there. We have refreshments, and I hope they can come and really go through the red tape of learning about the benefits.
All right. Don, Jennifer, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:41, and this is the Morning Report.